It is in everybody's best interest to ensure that the president is secured. And we cannot afford to have quarters and other private and corporate facilities around the president. So I see the eviction of the squatters not enough. It is international best practice that there should be some level of distance, preferably at least 300 meters from where the president lives, to the east, to the west, to the north, to the south, 300 in each location. But when you look at the private residence and even the Flagstaff house, there's serious vehicular traffic just 20 feet from the walls of his residence or in the Flagstaff house. It is not advisable when you go into the security nitty-gritties of it all. So for me, it should go beyond the squad. All those with private properties, corporate properties all across, all around, extending all the way to the ring road, would have to be cleared if really we are committed into ensuring that really the president is safe.
Some are alleging that the president may be happy to have his neighbors leave because of the way he happily agreed to use his own money to pay for compensation.
Protecting the president is protecting us. It's protecting the country. It goes beyond a personality. So we are all duty and honor bound to protect the president. So it is in our interest as Ghanaians to ensure that the president is safe. This goes beyond NDC or MPP. We're dealing with the protection, the security of the president. So the truth is, whatever means we can use to ensure our president is safe, we shouldn't relent in our efforts in doing so.
Meanwhile, the man who owns the land around the president's Nima residence, Nana Abreji, agrees to the eviction exercise. He said the exercise is in the right direction because the president must be secured to discharge his duties appropriately. Mr. Abreji, however, indicated he has not received any compensation regarding his land.
I haven't received a peso from anybody.
But you are supposed to receive a huge sum because you are the owner of the place.
And I am telling you that nobody has given me anything. The land doesn't belong to the president. I have not sold it to them. They have not given me any money. The only thing that I know is that the last 1 year, they haven't paid rent because they knew they were going.
Now, so what is the objective for evicting them and now?
Now, the place is a security zone. I mean, if you have a building and the government realize that there's oil under your house, what will happen? They will come and sit down with and negotiate. Yeah, Nana is our president. Where the place is, somebody can go there and hide there and do something evil. And that is why I'm happy that at least they are going and they have been given compensation.
Owner of land around President Akufo-Addo's Nima residence, Nana Abra Eji.